Anger at the demolition of holy sites in Saudi Arabia is not uncommon. Much of it is documented in detail online, but protests like these are fairly rare. Several hundred people, mostly young men and women, held a rally in London outside the capital's Saudi embassy. They had a clear message for the kingdom's rulers.
They're abolishing more and more sites in Saudi Arabia, and these are historical sites, and they're monuments that whatever Muslim ummah you are from, you know, they affect you and touch you. And today we've got a static demonstration, a petition, and we're asking everyone to sign this so we can show that here in England, this affects us too.
Mosques, houses, buildings, even archaeological sites, discoveries. It's been estimated that up to 90% of the archaeological discoveries this past century in Saudi Arabia have been destroyed, and it's quite sad.
In recent years, Muslims in the West have become increasingly aware of the disappearance of holy sites in Saudi Arabia. A British national newspaper even carried the story on its front page. The Saudis say allowing the public access to sites like the birthplace of the Prophet Muhammad and the resting places of his family and companions will lead to idolatry, an explanation these protesters dismiss.
I was over in Saudi Arabia in March, and there was talk of them actually demolishing, believe it or not, the Haram. The actual Masjid al-Haram, where the Kaaba is, and talk of actually demolishing that and rebuilding it in order to segregate men and women. So these are things which, for our faith, you know, these are pillars of our faith, places where we are, where we yearn to go to. And there's so many historical sites which have already been destroyed. One of the most common ones is the fact that where the Prophet was born, the house of the Prophet, has now been turned into public lavatories.
Pilgrims to Saudi Arabia often say it's easier to find a fast food joint in Makkah and Medina than it is to find some of the sacred sites relevant to Islam's rich heritage. And now these protesters hope that their voices will be part of a global outcry that will bring this destruction to an end. Saudi rulers have been known to rebuild previously demolished sites, and that's exactly what these protesters and the thousands who have signed their petition hope to achieve. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.